getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
This is Pastor Dennis Mijay. I'm the pastor of Dove Christian Center. They're in wonderful Puyallup, Washington. We invite you to come and join us for worship service at 10 o'clock every Sunday at the Fairfield Inn there in the Conference Center. We are a church that believes in the infallible Word of God. We also believe in the gifts of the Spirit according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But we also believe in the divine healing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today I want to talk a little bit about persistence in prayer. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, and we look at verse number 5 if you can go with me. It says to get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, if you will go with me to Luke chapter 11, and we will start with verse number 1. Here, we see that the physician, Luke, says here in verse number 1, it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said to them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. When you look at prayer, we have to be persistent. And we see here that one of the most important things about prayer, Jesus is saying that when ye pray, first we need to pray about the Father's business. We need to pray that his kingdom would come and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then the prayer tells us, then we are to go into asking God for supplications and asking God to pray with prayer and supplication as it pertains to our day-by-day needs and our daily bread. But he also tells us that we are first to what? Forgive those who trespass against us. We are to forgive our debtors as we desire for God to forgive us of our debts. So this is very, very important. He also tells us to what? To pray that God will lead us not into temptation, but that he will deliver us from all evil. So the Lord here is giving us, and Jesus is telling them how to pray. First, they are to pray to their Father, Heavenly Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, for thy kingdom to come, and for thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then we are to pray about our needs and to pray about whether it be relatives, loved ones, and for the things of the world. To pray for your church, to pray for your co-workers that may not know Christ, because it is his will that none should perish, but that all men should come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Lord. So God wants us to have an understanding in our prayer life. He also wants us to pray with effectual, fervent prayer, but to pray with a heart of sincere love for all mankind.
You've been listening to Pastor Dennis Mijay of Dove Christian Center in Puyallup. For more details about the church, go to dovepuyallup.com.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS,
You can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.